All right, Pilo, we're live.
25 minutes late, as usual.
People don't give a fuck. We've been 4 weeks late, so 25 minutes isn't going to matter. They haven't heard us talk in over 4 weeks. That's a month if you can't do math.
Is it 31 days or 28?
I'll take the average and I'll go with 29 and a half. So how you been, Pilo? Been a very long time since we sat here and recorded.
I know. It seems like, you know, we've done two or three of these in between the last.
Well, it's not like the audience doesn't know. They know, you know, I've been filling them in on my solo podcast, what's been happening as far as what we did. So let's catch everyone up.
But I will say that you sound better than you ever sounded in a podcast before. I just have to point that out to you. I hope that you do this from now on for yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. Better at what? As I'm getting better with my podcast voice, better with me, the new software, better that I'm not sick?
The software sounds better than it's ever sounded before. So I don't think it's your podcast voice. I think that you finally decided to listen to me as you always eventually do. And you now have state-of-the-art software.
I didn't have a choice. Skype was forcing me to do this. So Skype, you lost my fucking business. If anybody out there in Skype land is listening.
I explained this to you the other night why we're doing this. But anyway, we'll, you know.
All right. It's been a while. We're not going to do our typical bits. We will get into the streak. But let me just fill everyone in on what's been going on, where we've been. Because even though you and I seems like fucking Groundhog Day, because we've recorded this podcast 3-4 fucking times. So long story short, you've all been listening to the podcast. You know where I've been. I went to New York City. I went to Cuba. Came back. I was sick. So Bilo and I recorded before I went on vacation. Came back. I was sick. I sounded like shit. We couldn't record. Bilo and I sat down not once, twice, two other times. So it was 4 weeks. We had Skype. The fucking software alone let us export properly. We couldn't edit audio. We couldn't give you a good quality podcast. I was pissed. Bilo was pissed. The whole thing was all fucked up. So here we are now finally returning. This is going to be a short podcast because Bill and I still aren't quite trusting of the new software that we're using. And I'm not going to reveal the name of the software until it actually works. I'm trusting of
your ability to edit.
Yeah, even though you try to edit it too. What happened? Same result. Thank you very much. Actually, your lack of trying to edit because you didn't want to put the time in as the co-host that you wanted to actually.
Listen, my schedule has been packed full of activity.
This is the busiest my fucking schedule has been in a very long time, and we'll get into that in a second, Pilo.
I know. I heard a rumor, and I want to confirm if that rumor is true. I have to ask you about that rumor.
All right. We'll get into the rumor.
And out straight and
Yeah. Well, I'm spread very thin as well, too. But as we talked about, we're going to make time for the things that we enjoy.
I am. That's my problem.
That's what I'm doing, too. Anyway. Usually at this point in the show, again, we're going to go away from the bits, but there is one bit that we want to give everybody, because people have been asking, people wonder what the fuck is going on. The streak. Bilo, what is the streak today as we stand?
Today's drum roll, please. Today is Tuesday, August 6th, 2019. We are at 23 days. Yes, I repeat, 23 days.
So you heard Bilo correct. We are at 23 days, even though we're recording on Tuesday, August 6th. This will be going up on Thursday, August 8th, 8/8/19, because I have a podcast going up tomorrow with my review of Hobbs and Shaw. Bilo and I
used to watch that movie.
Bilo and I, obviously, let's just talk about the streak. First of all, it's been brought to my attention, and we'll get into that rumor in a second, that we never really explain the streak properly. So I know we did it a couple times. I know it sounds like Groundhog Day that we tried this before. But what is the streak? It is a Snapchat streak between two grown men in their 40s, and we snap each other every day. How it started was Bilo, myself, and a third member of the Cook Club would snap each other every day, busting each other's balls of the most vicious, horrendous, insulting snap videos. Again, it was videos with filters of how we could bust each other's balls. And we just did it because, as Bilo said, he's very busy. I'm very busy. Every man wakes up in the morning and they go to the bathroom. We just started doing it from the toilet. They were actually called shit snaps at the beginning, even though we never sent pictures or videos of our shit. We were just on the hopper, on the throne, on the toilet, and we just started sending snaps. And that first one, and again, it wasn't always on the toilet. Sometimes it'd be walking to and from work, Bill would be home, Bill would be in his car, Bill would be at a restaurant. We just kept it all going.
And yes, thank you. It sounds a little odd that, you know, people are snapping from the toilet.
Well, this person that brought it to my attention thought we were sending pictures of our junk to each other in the bathroom every morning. And I had to correct her. That's not exactly what we were doing. But the first streak was 404 days. Bill and I did it. We went 404 days.
Snapchat. That was the longest relationship that you've ever had.
That's cool. We'll see how long. We'll see what happens now. It was going for a very long time, and then out of nowhere, Snapchat stopped us. And Bill and I didn't know why the fuck it stopped us. So on the podcast, when we started up, Bill and I started the streak December 25th, Christmas Day, 2018. Bill and I were at 144 days. And what happened? That now that we're at 23 days, well, I went to New York City. I didn't snap Bilo that day, the next day. He did not snap me. But even though we were both at fault, 50% equal partnership, as we're heterosexual life mates, it wouldn't have mattered because when I got to Cuba, Snapchat was the only app that wasn't working. So Bilo and I had no choice. The social media gods were against us. The streak, ladies and gentlemen, has now ended, and we started it back up again.
Well, it's a good thing that I forgot to snap you that Sunday morning when we lost the streak, because I probably would have been pissed if you didn't respond to me when you were in Cuba. And at least we said, ah, fuck it. You're going to Cuba. We'll deal with it when we come back. But I do admit that I forgot to snap. I was away that weekend, so.
I was actually away, but I mean, there's no excuse. I mean, we've done a vacation before. You and I have gone on vacations. But hold on. Cuba had every other app available. I wish I could have gone Snapchat. It just won't allow me to do it. But for those of you worrying, we are going to continue. Even though Snapchat's dying down, Bilo and I promise you that we will continue till we reach at least 405 fucking days. Two grown men.
Snapchat dies. Because you're the only one I Snapchat these days. So
you're the only one I Snapchat. Well, now there's somebody else now I kind of snap, but I mean, at least I got the streak going with you.
Yeah, no, I don't. My snapping career is over because, you know, present situation. So there is no social media in that area. So I heard a rumor.
What's that rumor?
I heard a rumor, and I have lots to say about this because I started alluding to some of this the other night when we were talking, doing some testing of the software. I heard a rumor that you are now in a relationship.
I am, and actually today's podcast, I make reference, and I actually say at least three or four times, my girlfriend. So, it's not a rumor. I can confirm that. Your boy T is in a healthy, loving, fun, enjoyable, amazing, semi-normal, because you know I'm not that normal, so I'm the only one making a semi-normal relationship.
Well, congratulations, first of all, let me say.
Thank you, thank you.
And now you are relationship T. Let's see how relationship tea changes over time. I have my thoughts on this process.
Yeah.
I'm interested in hearing about the lucky young woman.
I'm the lucky one, Bilo.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you feel that way. Can I ask questions?
You can ask questions. Let me just do a quick background, then you can ask whatever you want. So,
but I wanted to ask her questions.
Yeah, you could do that. But for the audience who's been listening for a long time, right? It was the you and I was doing it, and you were part of the whole what we were trying to do. It was a bit at the time. You were encouraging me to get back into dating, coming out of my state of depression. I wasn't dating at all. I had a lot going on in my personal life. And we swiped on the show. I swiped on the show. I went on several dates, a lot of one and done, some a couple. And I did meet her through this show, thanks to you encouraging me to do the dating app, so I'll give you that credit. Doing the app, swiping. And yeah, she got to know me as a person. Then we opened up about T-Blog and T-Podcast. And again, as I talk on the podcast, obviously I talk about my life, I get a respectful of the relationship. You know, she's a private person. I don't want to talk too much about her, but I will, as best as I can, try to come into here now as relationship T, but still giving you the quality, entertainment, honesty that I've been known for. So I am in a relationship. It's going really well. She knows all about the podcast now. And before you ask your questions, she likes you because she listened to all of it. She thinks you're a really good friend and a really good co-host, and that she likes our dynamic, and she likes how that you were giving me shit, especially that time being maybe I'm too single, because she did that whole thing where she thought I could be a confirmed bachelor, which we tried recording last time. But
yeah, we talked about that twice. We don't need to talk about that anymore. You can tell them.
Confirmed bachelor is a guy my age who lives a similar lifestyle, but I'm trying to say I'm not a confirmed bachelor because I can't be in a relationship.
Well, I'm just telling you, you know, there's going to be a struggle. Well, first of all, I'm looking forward to meeting her. I think that you should grab your passport, get another stamp, bring her up here, take her out of the city. She can come up to the country.
Below country. And
below country and see how life is going up here. On the other point, again, yes, a lot of people sometimes don't realize that the podcast is, a lot of it is pure entertainment. Some things are said, you know, if you know us, are more in jest. And I am respectful of understanding other people's lives too, so you can keep her private, her life private outside of the stuff that we can talk about topically. But you definitely should bring her up here. I'm interested in meeting her, and I'm interested in bringing her on, and she can be my co-host one evening. And I will have to talk to her about how, you know, I'm the person that you've been in a relationship the longest with. And I'll have her take on that.
Yeah, I would definitely like that. I definitely want to have her on the podcast. She said she was open to it. I would definitely have you interview her, or I just have like you and I do, a little repertoire, a little rapport going on. I think that'd be interesting.
Yeah, no, and you know, like I told you, you know, I can sit down and I can talk to her, and there's some things that will go for progress. I think you have to change and give up. You know, we have to talk about, you guys should cook together. It'd be a nice little thing. You know my take on that. But look at me. I gained 5 pounds.
Well, she's very like you, like everybody close to me. Like, you know, me, I know a lot of people, but I keep my circle really, really tight, really small. But the people that know me best, to know me, to love me is to know me. You know that I'm routine. You know that I'm structured. You know that I could be a wild card. Sometimes I'm a little passionate, a little hot-headed, a little stuck in my ways. There's things I got to do. And she's quick to call me out on that stuff, and she knows that. And I'm working on that. You know, she's a reason for me to work on that, where I haven't had a lot of reasons to work on that.
It's good. And you get a different take on life, because then also if you get into a good relationship, you learn to not let some things bother you. Not to say that you shouldn't get upset or you shouldn't do things, but you learn to shrug some things off and say, is it really worth worrying about or arguing about? I told you, that's why I'm the most relaxed I've ever been in my life. I'm even more relaxed now than I've ever been. Yeah. You know why? That's that will come up at some other point in the future.
So, somewhere down the line, we can reveal more stuff. No, but I'm very relaxed too. And she, no, I was always a little hot-headed and passionate when I was younger. I worked on that over the years, but I was coming out of another state of sadness and what I was going through. So now I think more with her and what I've gone through, where I'm at. Again, you know, I'm turning 42 in 15 days. You know, I'm coming to a point in my life where certain things matter more than they used to, and certain things that used to matter more do not matter as much. So I think that comes with age. Every man crosses that bridge.
It's actually Erickson has that whole stages of life, and you're in that stage, the same stage that I'm in, but we'll take a look at it. We'll talk about the whole psychology of it. My life is full of psychology these days. But
Dr. Bilo is in.
Dr. Bilo is in, because we're going to have like the Dr. Bilo session on relationships and psychology. But no, Erickson has that point about the stages when you hit that life. I mean, you go through several stages, and then when you get into our age, you go into other stages. But I have a question. Was she one of the ones that we swiped on?
No, she was not one
on the show. I mean, I know that we were talking, you did it outside of the show. I mean, we only did a couple people. I mean, I know you swiped, you know, thousands of women and men, and you went out on, you know, from what you told me, about 450 dates. So I didn't know where she did it.
Your numbers are so off. No, there was a lot of swiping, women only. I didn't go on 450 dates, but it felt like 100. But she was one of the girls that went off, wasn't on the show, actually. Just
you did 100, man. I told you, I did 5 days of that stuff. I don't know how people do that. That is like, I'll never go back. I'll buy a doll next time, you know, before I do anything else.
Well, we had that conversation a couple weeks ago where it's just like, we're so thankful, like we're so normal because of, you know, she's obviously been on the apps, and I'm not speaking out of line for her here, but obviously that's how we met. So she's been on some dates on, and I've been on there and speaking mostly from my experience, you meet a lot of fucking weirdos. Like, even if they seem normal on the texting part, the DMing part, on the FaceTime part, whatever it is, when you go out, you find out how many weird people there are out there, how many socially awkward people there are, there, how many people have never been on dates, never been in relationships, or don't know how to talk, or get, like, you know, they immediately fall in love, or they immediately, like, you know, it's like a Q&A, like a job interview. And then you find out, like, their habits and just the weird shit they do. Like, there's a lot of weird fucking people in this world, man. And it doesn't get any less weird the older you get.
No, it is. No, because, again, the older you get, I mean, my opinion is the statistics change, because typically if someone, not in all cases, listen, you know, there are great people at all ages that are looking for relationships. You know, they came out of a relationship, not necessarily maybe because of their fault, or maybe there could have been an accident, or maybe, you know, it was the other person. I'm not saying that, but I think statistically it's harder to find single people the older you get that are normal. I mean, everybody will have their issues or baggage, as you call it, but trust me, I know. So I'm happy you found someone.
But think about that. Think if, like, if you're odd, you know, your entire life, if you're odd, never found someone, it's one thing to be odd and marry someone that's odd and then break up and still be odd. But if you never got to, like, an enough serious relationships, or you were odd or just, like, different to begin with, as your 20s and 30s and 40s, I talk about that, me being very routine and regimented, because I'm stuck in my ways. But imagine being like those crazy weird fuckers out there. Nobody's telling them that they're crazy and weird. They've been so used to being that so later in life, it's even tougher to change that. And at that point, you don't want to change somebody like that. Like, you just know that somebody's not for you. You don't want to date them. And you immediately know that on the first date. And then they wonder why, like, why aren't you responding back again? Or how come we're not going out again? Well, look, I'm adult. I'm a grown man. I don't want to hurt your feelings. We went out. It wasn't for me. You know, there's somebody else out there for you. Somebody else out there for me. Let's move on. Some of them can't get past that. It's fucking crazy.
No, yeah, no, I completely understand. I think if you, I wanted to talk about this rumor more. And unfortunately, like you said, we talked about this twice already in the recording, didn't go through. So tough to, we had some good content on the first two. But no, I think when you meet somebody, I think you come up with, you know, within like 10 seconds if you're interested. You know,
I agree.
Either you're, I think you know if you're interested, you're not interested, or I might need a little bit more time to determine if I'm interested. It sounds like, okay, well, of course, you know, those are the only three options. But what I'm trying to say is it's like, it's most of the time it's cut and dry. It's like, okay, I met you, I'm done. I don't feel the energy. I don't feel the connection. See you, bye. And that's why, when I was talking to you before, it's like, hey, you meet for coffee or something. Like, you don't even need to, you know, you meet just for something that's short and quick, and, you know, you don't plan on, like, oh, let's meet for dinner and stuff, because then you can be stuck there.
Yeah, I mean, that instant chemistry, you're right. So she's the woman I spoke about on a previous podcast way back when I was swiping, that it was the best first date I ever had. That just went off hours and hours and hours. So I'm glad that it turned into this, because we hit it off right away. And, you know, as much as what we look for as far as dating, like, we were kind of like dating opposites, but as we've gone to date more and more and fall for each other, it became something. And so it became a relationship, which that was the end goal, right? That means to get on these apps and meet someone that I would want to spend some time with, you know, long term. And hopefully that led to, you know, maybe marriage and kids one day. And that's something that I believe, you know, she was on there for, and we made that very clear. So it was a lot of swiping to get here, and I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore, because I'm glad you got to feel that pain too, and you were on there for 5 fucking days and you're like, yeah, I'm all set.
I don't know how. Yeah, no, like I said, it's not, I don't know how people do it. I mean, I do know how people do it. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes commonplace. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people about, you know, that whole thing. And I talk to a lot of people who have, like, horror stories. And majority of the people that I've spoken to, and again, I've spoken to people not, like, in the dating aspect of it. You know, like, okay, well, I'm looking to get a date. I mean, I've talked to people, you know, as Dr. Bilo, and I got a sense for it, so... No, I'm happy. I want to meet this young woman. I want to also now have to ask the questions, because I think you should send me your profile so I can actually see her age, height, weight, her pictures that she posted, her religious preference, you know, her...
Some through income.
Yes, you know, all those things that, you know, people have to fill out. And I would like to know what her bio is.
It's crazy though how, like, you have to put that all in up front on those apps, and now when you're with the person dating them, how none of that shit even fucking matters. But how it's crazy how important, how much heavy weight and influence, you could say, that these dating apps put on all those things. because that's where you fill the criteria to meet them. And then when you're actually with them, like, you don't sit there and think, like, I don't care about your education, really. I don't care where you're from. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about your height.
Do you not care, or is it that you already know about it so it doesn't become relevant? Because maybe you sit there and talk to them, as you talk through it, and then it comes up in conversation. Listen, the dating app is the way people do things today. I'm not going to take away from it. It's mainstream. All those things that they put up there, it's like it speeds things up, which to me, you can take another angle at it and say, you know, it's actually a good benefit because it does filter out a lot of things because, you know, now I'm not going to waste my time, waste several weeks, you know, trying to get to know somebody, then find out that, you know, all these things about them that I don't agree with, like whether it's smoking, whether it's pets, whether it's whatever it may be. I really don't care whether it's income, being, you know, time in prison. I mean, all this criteria that people put in the sites. I think it's good. So I don't know if it matters. You know, the whole child thing, I think it does break the ice on some things. Like, as you and I spoke about before, is some things you have to get out right away.
I agree.
And it's not to say that some things you're okay with, but there may be certain things, again, like it's, you know, like we talked about before, it's like children. Like, if you're dead set against having children, somebody's like, well, I want children, but why not bring it up right away? Just so at least you guys know that, hey, this is where my future is. I mean, again, and then you guys can make the decision, okay, well, maybe I'll change my mind to want kids or something. But I think it's good to be able to filter that stuff out. And I think now, if you know that stuff ahead of time, like I had just stated, I think it becomes less relevant because you already know it. Whereas you would have found out later, you know, again, if you want to pick on education, this person's uneducated, you know, and I don't want to be with somebody who's not successful. I don't want to be with somebody who's been divorced or something like that. I mean, this, you know, you kind of got that out of the way casually.
Yeah, some of that stuff up front, you're right. Like, those things weigh heavily on my dating style because I spoke about it to you on here and off the podcast where it was a struggle for me to date single moms that have been out of marriage and have kids because my lifestyle living in the city, you know, wasn't sustainable for theirs. Like, they couldn't get a babysitter or the kid would get sick or they never really know how to date because they've been with that one person. Like, a lot of that I tried, it wasn't working. And there was someone, like, before my mom got sick last year, like around the summertime, I met a really good woman, but she didn't want to have kids. And to me, even though I'm getting a little bit older, I still want to have a kid. I still want to get married. You know, she didn't want that. And for me, it's just like, all right, well, this isn't going any further. Some of that upfront stuff, whether you met them out in the wild, I'll call it, or an app, it's good to know that upfront. One of the first few things she and I talked about, you know, back then last summer, we went on a couple of dates, was she let me know right away she didn't want to have kids. And I want to have kids. And so it's kind of like, all right, things were good. You know, no ill will, no hot feelings, but, you know, it was time to move on. And unfortunately, you know, she's probably the last girl I kind of went on some dates with before my mom got sick. And then I just locked things down and I was, you know, out of it for a while. But I'll casually date here and there. And there was one girl I saw almost a year and a half. She had two kids and she came out of marriage. And they were really little kids. And that was tough to do for me. And it was tough for her too. But, I mean, now when I went to the apps. Yes, we had this whole conversation, both on the podcast and off the podcast, several times. Took the kids to the circus. Talked all about this. The same one that came down for Marathon Monday, and you didn't want to stay and wait. All that shit started back then. That was a whole almost 2.5 years ago.
So how old is this one? Can you tell? I mean,
promise me this. With this one, who I really, really like, will you give her the fucking time of day and actually maybe she has to go to the bathroom? Will you fucking wait? Will you have to say, did I meet this girl? Do I know her? Like, that's the one thing about you. You don't put that vested interest into the woman of my life because in the past, you know, they won't be around that long because this is how I am as a person, but you got to put some time in get to know them.
If it's a serious relationship, I absolutely will. If it's someone that I think you just met at a bar and you're buying drinks for, I'm not going to wait for them to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but you're not going to make that assumption. You made that false assumption about that one girl in particular time who I was already at that point for 6 months.
Had you told us,
I did not plan on giving a life fucking story of our relationship and how we met. All I did was say, oh, they're going to the bathroom. I got rounds. Where do my boys go? I turn around and I'm holding 18 fucking drinks.
Dude, you need to get over this. I'm going to talk to this girl.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because you were acting like, do I know this girl? When was this? Well, because you weren't there. You ran out. You fucking ran away.
So, well, the next time, just say, hey, this is my girlfriend or the girl that I'm seeing. Can you guys wait?
I promise you, the girl that I'm seeing now who is my girlfriend, when I bring her around me, especially if I bring her to fucking Belo country, you're going to take the time to get to fucking know this one.
You bring her to Belo country, you're not waiting for any bathrooms.
I hope we're allowed to use, I hope there's indoor plumbing in Belo country.
What are you doing? We have a couple of things coming up that I, I'm coming down to the city for something. And then there's also a few things going on up here.
Bro,
you and I will talk after this.
We want to talk. Well, I'm not going to give so much of our personal life away, but I can tell you right now, it's my birthday month. And we have things planned every weekend for the month of August. So I am very busy. I definitely want to do something early fall before it gets too cold. I would love to come up to Belo Country, you know, and then the fall, the foliage come up there as well too. But before the Pats start as well, I definitely like to get together. So we'll try to figure out something.
Well, listen, this woman, where she's going to get points with me, is she has to learn how to make time to get your ass out of the city. So you may be booked on these weekends. Oh. But it's much better. Listen, it's much better to go out with other people at times because then you can have other conversations and you can see the person that you're with interact with other people, which is very important in a relationship, how other people interact with other people, not just with the two of you, because if you just seclude yourself between the two of you, it's going to become a monotonous relationship and one that lasts. Just well, like you need
that whole true friend relationship, right?
You need to start cooking together.
But it's that whole true for any relationship. It's not just how that person is around your friends and family, but how they're around their own friends and family. Like sometimes you bring people around, they're two different people. They act differently around their friends than they would around your friends.
Exactly. And that's, thank you. This is what I had just stated, is you need to see, she will need to see you interact with other people. You'll need to see her interact with someone amazing, such as myself, and vice versa. Then you and I will go to one of her events and she'll see how we interact with her people. I am the longest relationship that you have had.
Look, you and I have been a lot to each other. We've been really close friends. We've been business partners. We've been fucking host and co-host. We've done fucking things together.
I'm the host. Talk every day.
My ass. We all know whose show this is. We know who the talent is. But yeah, no, we know each other more than any two grown men should fucking know each other. But it's good. It's why people are saying how much they like the show. They like our rapport. Not just on the show. People that meet us in person when we're hanging out, you're going to get a lot of fucking dynamic. I mean, you got to admit, anytime you and I have been in any fucking place, a wedding, a bachelor party, a night out, a marathon Monday, who the fucking most actionable, most dynamic of the fucking crew? It's you and I getting into shit or just working off each other. We don't plan it. It just works that way. It's like a fucking, it's a comedy act. It's like fucking Abbott and Costello. Laurel and Hardy. Just how it goes. But like, that's what I like. I like having like my friends have chemistry around them. Again, that's why I keep my circle tight. So again, I have a lot of real close friends and that's how and again, she hasn't been around you yet, but I brought around some friends and family already and it's been great. They love her. So I'm hoping that continues. But yeah, just so you know, I'm not, you know, again, without revealing anything about our personal lives, she is taking me out of the city on one of those weekends. And I'll maybe once I get her blessing, I will talk about it after it happens on the podcast. And you will be like, well, what?
After this, I want to know about where you're going.
Okay. Take it off the air.
Yeah, I know. Something. Oh, we talk. I mean, so it's on some issues. So it's, you can tell me about it afterwards because I'll tell you the things that I was talking about. To see if it kind of can fit into your schedule because my August is really busy as well. So
yeah, it just worked out that way. I mean, just, you know, birthday month, but we'll talk about it. But anyway, we didn't do the normal bits. We did give people an update on the streak. We wanted to catch up real quick. We don't want to go too long because Bilo and I are going to be very honest with the listening audience. We don't know how this is going to turn out. I want to make sure this edits properly because if Bilo and I have to do this one more time, I'm ending the whole fucking podcast.
If this doesn't work, I'm telling you right now, because even like some of the stuff we did kind of like overlap some of the conversations. So this is like our third time talking about it. So the energy level isn't there. Like we had some of that excitement and banter and, you know, we had better conversation and questions the first couple of times. So then we'll get back on to the normal streak of conversations because there's a lot of things. We missed talking about all the shows that we talked about. You know,
we will. We'll get back to the topical. We'll get back to Strictly Dickly. But for now, as Hans Zimmer comes in, I want to let everybody know, you're right, we weren't up to our normal rapport, but that quality and energy will be back on the next podcast. So T and Bilo are back. You're going to get at least one podcast from us every week, hoping this fucking thing works. Hans setting us out. We'll be back with the bits. It's a different T that you're used to. So let's see where the podcast goes in this next evolution of my life in the podcast with myself and Bilo the co-host. Bilo, nice talking to you, brother. It's been a long time. All right, man. Talk to you.